If you're part of a large organization, you don't want to miss today's episode. In today's episode, I will introduce you to a cool feature we have called Admin Units.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 226 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So today's episode might be a bit technical for some of you, but it's actually a pretty cool feature, and I will try to explain as best as I can. But it's a pretty cool feature, especially if you're part of larger organization. This feature, the way I got introduced to this feature, I use this feature quite a bit when I help my clients, you know, setting up retention policies, you know, in Microsoft Purview. But this feature is actually part of Microsoft Entra ID, you know, formerly called Active Directory. And this feature can be used, you know, for various kind of use cases in many aspects, you know, within the Microsoft Entra ID. But I'm going to explain it to you in the context of Microsoft Purview, because I think it's going to be easier for you to understand, and it's actually a pretty valid use case. So here is actually a use case for you. Here is what the scenario that I have for you. Let's say you are part of a large organization, and you might have offices, you know, in different countries, all right, in different regions, different countries throughout the world. And you obviously have, you know, might have different regulations in each of those, countries, right? And regulations could be related to data security or maybe data retention. And this is something that, you know, I actually encounter quite a bit with my clients. So, for example, we could have, you know, a company that has offices in U.S. and Canada or U.S. and European Union. And obviously, there are different, compliance regulatory rules and policies depending on where you're located. If you are, let's say, in one country, right, in one region, you might have certain retention requirements in that country. If you are in European Union, for example, right, and not US, not Canada, you know, you might have completely different regulations. Now, we obviously resolve this by, you know, creating retention policies. Let's say, you know, we need to keep content in the European Union, I don't know, forever, and in US just for 7 years. So obviously, we would create a retention policy and, you know, for 7 years and apply it to, let's say, the sites and teams in US, and then do the other policies and apply them to the sites and offices and groups in European Union. However, here's another twist. Let's just say you also don't want, you have different staff, you have IT staff, right, in different countries, right, obviously. Usually this is the case, right? You know, let's say North America has its own IT department, and, you know, and European Union, and offices in European Union, you might have completely different set of users, you know, for many reasons, right? Language and so on, having its own IT department. And you do not want really each, you know, department to step on each other, right? You don't want American IT department to accidentally, you know, manage or apply some retention policies for European Union sites and vice versa. So how do we resolve that? And this is where admin units come in. Okay, this is where admin units come in. Admin units is essentially, think of it as, I don't want to say it's a security group because it's not, but it's literally just a unit all right, that you create a group, if you will, you create in a Microsoft Entra ID. And for example, you create, I don't know, an admin unit called Canada or European Union. And what you can do, you can actually, define the authority, the scope and authority for this admin unit. For example, this particular admin unit called Canada can only manage, you know, sites that are part of, you know, a Canadian office. I don't know, 5 team sites and 3 communication sites. Or you can say they can manage certain devices, all right, that are located, that are handled by employees in Canadian office. And then you assign this admin unit essentially with its own scope to, you know, certain IT folks, right? So obviously you would assign it to IT department in Canada. Likewise, you would then, you know, define other admin units for different regions. For example, for US, it will be another admin unit. For European Union, it might be another. And once you define it, that's it. That's pretty much the scope has been defined. And the authority has been defined. And what that means is that if I, for example, let's say I'm part of IT department in US, I will not be able to manage any sites for Canada or European Union. So that's essentially what this is all about. In Microsoft Purview, right, because we're talking about retention and compliance, let's say I'm trying to set up retention policies for some sites in US, it will actually prevent me. It's not even going to show me any sites that if I will try to create a retention policy for some sites, Canadian sites, I will not be able to. Why? Because that's not my scope. That's not my authority. And essentially, I will not be even given a choice to apply them to the sites that are not part of my admin unit. Hopefully, that makes sense. So that's essentially what this feature is all about. Now, when you actually set up once again, retention policies. When you set up retention policies, when your global admin sets up retention policies, you can actually kind of marry the admin units to certain sites. So thus, limiting the scope for that particular admin unit within Microsoft Purview. Okay. So, and that's essentially what this feature is all about. Like I said, it gets a bit more technical. I didn't go into lots of technical details, but I did want to pretty much explain, this feature to you, because in my opinion, it's a very important feature. It has lots and lots of, kind of possibilities and use cases, but specifically in our context, in the context of today's episode, it applies to what you can or cannot do when setting up retention in Microsoft Purview. So really, really powerful, use case and capability. So that's all I really wanted to mention on this episode. If you have any, questions, if you need additional information in the show notes, I will include the URL to that article, to the article I wrote on the topic. So feel free to check it out. And I do have some images and actual instructions on how to set up those admin units. So feel free to check it out. But for now, thank you very much for listening and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.